Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news offering, non-binding offers are due today for a £450 million equity stake in the SSE and Equinor's £5.5 billion Dogger Bank offshore wind project in the UK. Over on our third-party news track service in the project and export space, the EBRD has agreed a €300 million financing package to Morocco's state-owned utility and transport companies. IDB Invest is providing a $100 million loan to Peru's Gas Natural de Lima Y Calo for the expansion of its natural gas distribution network. And EBRD is also considering an application from Aqua Power for a senior debt financing of up to $40 million for the construction of a 200-megawatt solar park in Kom Ombo, Egypt. Over in the commodity finance space on our essentials news front, CNOOC has received proposals from banks for the refinancing of around $1 billion of its debt on the Curtis LNG project in Australia. Over on our third-party news track service in the commodity space, US oil and gas company Whiting Petroleum has emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy and completed its financial restructuring, shrinking its funded debt by about $3 billion. Uzbekistan's Jizzak Petroleum has announced that it is now a major investor in a project to build a new state-of-the-art chemical complex in the Bergara region. And the Singapore Exchange with HSBC Singapore and Temasek has completed its first digital bond issuance by agri-food giant Olam International. And last but no means least in the trade finance sphere. On our headline news offering, Jacob Katzman, co-founder and director of Global Trade Corporation, outlines his reasons why the COVID-19 crisis will speed up the digitization of trade. On our third-party news track service in the trade finance world, Canada-based payment technology company VoiPay and Currency Cloud have announced a partnership to deliver a real-time cross-border B2B payment solution. And the IFC Corporation is providing a $330 million financing package to Banco Agricola in El Salvador amid the COVID-19 crisis. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.